dance, experiencing dance.
Yeah, and Amanda, I do want you to spend some more time on that. You talked about it pretty extensively in the beginning part of the show, but you really have a great education program spanning the city. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So when I started this organization, I was working as a dance and theater educator, and a lot of my collaborators were. And I really wanted to come up with a linking all the pieces of my life into this company. And it felt like a natural step to start building out this dance education program. And as I mentioned at the top, I built the education pedagogy based on the way I work in the studio with the dancers, this idea of cultivating individual creativity expression. So what we've developed is Notes in Motion, our dance education programs in the schools. And in contrast to Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater, which is grounded in modern dance theater, Notes in Motion programs traverse every style of dance. We have programs in ballet, in modern, in jazz, in hip hop. We do Latin dance. We do African dance. We do capoeira. We do musical theater programs. We do tap dance. You name it. We have a roster of 50 teaching artists who are about 30% non-US born, very diverse, eclectic group of dance artists who bring all of their professional dance expertise along with amazing teaching credentials to partner with the city schools to bring dance into the building. We provide programs during the school day, after school, and we've also been actually building out. This past year, we did 16 out-of-school time community events where parents and children come together, and we've done everything from round-robin workshops and different dance styles. We do this Dance Around the World program. We did this So You Think You Can Dance evening at one of our Brooklyn high schools. We've brought Amanda Selwyn Dance to perform and then do a post-show talk back with the dancers. So those events are really about bringing together the communities of the schools. I mean, the New York City schools are more than just schools. They are community centers. They are places where communities find grounding, where they find connection. I mean, it's where a lot of the children in the schools get most of their nutrition. They get two meals a day at the school. You know, there's so much that happens that's so vital to the fabric of communities at schools. So bringing arts and really feeding these schools with arts programming goes beyond just expanding the education of an individual student. It's bringing joy to the community.